From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The G7 pledges to keep sanctions pressure on Russia over the conflict in Ukraine. Speaking Monday at the close of the Group of Seven summit in Germany Monday, President Obama said the G7 leading industrial nations warned Russia to prepare for stiffening sanctions unless it fully implements a ceasefire ending the fighting in eastern Ukraine.
Here at the G7, we agreed that even as we will continue to seek a diplomatic solution, sanctions against Russia will remain in place so long as Russia continues to violate its obligations under the Minsk agreements.
The sanctions followed what the G7 leaders say as Moscow's involvement in the conflict and its annexation of Crimea. Regarding Greece's huge looming debt payment to the International Monetary Fund, Mr. Obama said Athens is going to have to make some tough decisions.
What it's going to require is Greece being serious about making some important reforms, not only to satisfy creditors, but more importantly, to create a platform whereby the Greek economy can start growing again and prosper.
He said Iran has a historic opportunity in international negotiations on its nuclear program, saying Tehran needs to seize that opportunity ahead of a June 30 deadline for reaching a comprehensive agreement. UN negotiators meeting in Morocco met with Libya's rival governments, presenting them Monday with a draft proposal on forming a national unity government. Bernardino Leon is the UN envoy.
I am full of hope that this draft represents a fair and reasonable way forward that can guide the country's democratic and political transition until the adoption of a permanent constitution.
The UN mission has proposed a multi-part plan for a unity government to meld the two factions as well as a new constitution. Plans for elections to take place. This is VOA News. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Monday called for his country's fractious political parties to act responsibly following the elections that ended his ruling majority in parliament. Mr. Erdogan was hoping for a two-thirds majority in the 550-seat parliament so Ankara's constitution could be rewritten, switching from a parliamentary to presidential democracy, giving him more power. His Islamic-rooted Justice and Development Party won 41% of the vote, down sharply from the nearly 50% it won 4 years ago. Pakistan's military says seven of its soldiers, 19 terrorists, were killed in intense clashes in a tribal region that borders Afghanistan. The military Monday said the firefight took place in an uncleared pocket along the border in the North Waziristan tribal region. Somalia's Prime Minister Omar Abdel Rashid Sharmarki said following a UN Security Council closed-door session Monday that al-Shabaab extremists will be defeated by year's end, but he cautioned dealing with the root causes that attract young people to such groups will take time. Meanwhile, the top UN official, Nicholas Kay, in Somalia, lauded the progress made on both the security and political fronts and attributes the success to international partnership.
It is first because it is a Somali-led and owned and essentially political process. Second, because it's the result of a unique partnership between African Union, United Nations, and the federal government, as well as the European Union. And then thirdly, it has been a successful so far military operation, although the military is only one component in a comprehensive approach.
But he cautioned Somalia still retains all the problems of a country still emerging from decades of conflict. Nigeria's military Monday began the task of shifting its command center in the fight against Boko Haram from Abuja to Maiduguri, state capital of embattled northeast Borno State. The defense ministry also announced the service chiefs of the four countries that also include Chad, Cameroon, and Niger battling the Sunni insurgency will meet Tuesday in Abuja to talk about joint operations. The Sunni insurgency, which began in Maiduguri, has been blamed for the deaths of more than 15,000 people over the past 6 years. A Sudanese opposition delegation was prevented from leaving Khartoum Monday to meet with other opposition leaders and address the European Parliament. Security officials told them they are on a blacklist and seized their passports. Zambian musician Fumba Chama has been arrested as supporters of President Edgar Lungu say he mocked the Zambian leader in a song that police insist could provoke public clashes. The song pokes fun at a man named Lungu, who according to lyrics carries a suitcase full of whiskey. Chama is expected to make a court appearance Tuesday. He faces a maximum sentence of 6 months in jail. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.